Why does your husband go into a shell or avoids you when you feel very emotional, when you lack that support and you want that support from him? You want that support and understanding from him, and you start to share your problems, or maybe you start crying, maybe you're very emotional, but at that right time, your husband just goes into a shell, or just leaves the place, or doesn't even say a word. Nothing is coming from that side what you're expecting, little kind words. Little understanding, maybe a pat on the back, maybe trying to hug you or comfort you. Nothing like that is coming. Why is this so? So many, many moms tell me this very simple expectation of theirs that I want my husband to understand me. Whom will I share with? Whether it is about parenting, maybe you have a problem with your kids and you want to talk it out and sort it out with your husband because he's a parent too, or some of you may be facing some understanding issues with mother-in-law, co-sister, your in-laws, or even it may not even be related to your family. Maybe in your profession you're having some problem. You want his advice. He's your partner. Your husband is your partner, and you just take your problems to him. At least let him listen to you and let him share his opinion or his perspective. It's a very simple expectation of the moms. But the husband, he just switches off. Most of the times, 99% of the times, they don't even want to listen. Arey, फिर से शुरू हो गई तुम. This becomes a problem in the relationship. I just wanted to share with my husband. I want him to understand what is going on with me because we are living together from many years. If he is not even ready to listen to me, if he is not even responding, like to understand me, he is not even like he's on a different plane. What do I do with this? This becomes an issue, and moms suffer a lot because of this. They feel so unsupported, they feel so much alone, they feel so lonely. And whenever I talk to moms, this comes up, and I am also troubled. I really want moms to be happy. If this mom is happy, even your husbands is feel the happiness, right? The peace will be there in the home. The whole vibes will be different when mom is in good energy. Children will be happy. You can have a lot of balance in your life. You can have a lot of patience. So I did one strange thing today, unusual thing I did. I'm the coach here. I'm an emotional healing coach and I talk to moms. But today I thought I'll ask from the man's perspective, why is this so? Why is the man shutting down and not even ready to talk to his wife? Not even ready to look at her when she's suffering. And some moms told me the husband just leaves the place. He just gets up and walks away. What kind of attitude is this? As a woman, I also feel pained when I listen to this, or even sometimes when this same behavior comes from my husband towards me, right? We women expect a listening ear, a sympathizing heart, a person who will respond to our problems. So, but that is not coming from the husband. So I did a strange thing today, which is I went to my husband and asked him, I want a man's perspective. Tell me, why you people don't listen to women? Why you husbands act like, alien creatures and strange? A lady is crying, a lady is pained, and that is your own wife, your life partner, and you are not even ready to listen, and you just become very non-communicative and you shut yourself down. Or you leave the place and you don't at all respond to her pains and emotions. Why are you men like this? I just went and asked him. Then he said, I don't know, but I am not the one to leave him. So I said, no, you have to tell me what is going on in your mind. Whenever you do that, whenever your wife comes and starts telling her problems to you, or maybe she will even complain about your own mom to you, or she may bring some problem about the kids, but you don't want to talk. What is happening in your mind? Please tell me, I asked him. Then do you know what reply he gave? So let us all women, we moms, let us understand what goes in the mind of a man. Okay. So from my conversation with my husband, this is what I got. You can check and analyze if this holds good for you, like if this is true. He said, we men don't want to aggravate the things. If I start listening to you, your problem will become bigger. You will become more emotional. So I feel, it was his opinion, he said, I feel by not responding, you will calm down by yourself. You have to become strong yourself. I can't help you in that. The moment you start to become emotional, most probably in all probability, I just want to move away. I don't want to encourage that kind of a emotional outburst. So the best thing they know, the men know, is just leave the place or emotionally just create a barrier. they don't feel the connection, they don't want to encourage at that time. If he starts sympathizing, your problem will aggravate. That is what he feels, that is what the husband feels. So better to keep quiet. If I also start talking, then it may lead an argument. There is a fear in the man's mind that if I start responding to this when she is in this mood, whatever I talk, it becomes an argument. So husband and wife will start to argue. That is his fear, his real fear, that if I start to respond, then why create more problems? Let me just keep quiet. So this is one more thing he told me. And then my question was, okay, is it wrong to expect from her life partner with whom she has spent so many years that my husband should just listen to me? He should just sit with me for 10 minutes and just I want to talk to him. Is it even wrong to expect? From whom else can we get this support? If not husband, who else is there for us in our life? Then for that he said, you have to be your own strength. You have to develop your own strength, because we men can never be that kind of a person who will listen to your, emotions in the way you expect. He just point blank, he said it is not possible. So according to him, that is what I heard. So then I thought, okay, this is what I have been advising in my healings, in my counseling, in my therapy, in my meditations. This is what I tell all the moms: be strong. The moment you develop your inner strength, the husbands will come back. They will see your energy and your strength, and they'll appreciate you a lot. That kind of energy attracts them. Not this crying, weeping lady. They will feel repulsive. They will run away. You know by your own experience, they don't want to talk to a lady who is emotional. So the moment you are in good energy, they come and they talk to you, and a lot of good conversation starts happening. So I agreed with my husband, yes, when she becomes her own strength, that will actually clear out the things. And one more last thing he told me, then I asked him, what is the solution if she really wants to talk to him, if she wants to discuss with him? Then finally he said something which I really appreciate, and it really will help all the moms. He said, when you are in that mood, you don't talk to your husband. When you are really agitated, when you are upset, if you go and talk, that man will run away. And if he starts talking, he feels that this will aggravate the situation. This will lead to quarrels and arguments. So please do not talk to your husband when you are agitated, when you are emotionally feeling very low, when you are feeling like crying, when you are feeling like shouting at someone. That is not the time to talk to husband. So calm down, become your own strength, somehow find out ways and means how to calm your temper. And then what you need to do later, after some time, if you go and start talking to him in a peaceful way, then he will be all ears and he will listen to you. So ultimately my theory holds good, which I advise all moms, that be your own strength. Don't even expect. When you don't expect, things will come to you, because when she's emotionally needy, she's expecting. And at that moment, if you catch hold of your husband and start to pour out your emotions, he will go away. He will shut himself down. He will not even respond. He will not respond the way you want. Then you will feel even more agitated. So it leads, one thing leads to the other, and big quarrel may happen. So it is best for you to learn to handle your emotions. There are various methods. Every day in my mom's morning energizer, why am I talking to you? Why am I guiding you? To be your own strength, because that is the need of the hour. That is so much needed. So just take that energy. God has given you a lot of energy. In various ways you can get that energy. Feel energized, feel strong, become your own strength. Take energy from me. I am here, your guide, your mentor. Come to my groups. We have so many moms groups. Come with me, join my mom's movement, what I call, and just take the healings, whatever I can give you by the grace of my gurus. I am able to provide you some healing and support. Please take it and go to your husband in a very peaceful, calm mind and discuss whatever you want. Then he will be most receptive and receive whatever you are sharing. Then there will be a very qualitative discussion and solutions will come up. Then you will no longer be blaming your husband. Your husband also feel, okay, she's in a good frame of mind and she's talking something and he'll pay attention. So this is what I got, because today I was discussing with a mom. She shared all these problems, and many moms have shared this about husbands being non-communicative. So I wanted to see from a man's perspective what is happening. So I hope you got some guidance from this, and please implement it practically. Do not talk to your husband when you are agitated. Cool down, calm down, and later you can discuss. and for your inner strength, your emotional strength, whatever you need, which you are not getting from your spouse, I am here. Just ping me, join my free sessions, join my paid sessions. I am here for you. I'll provide whatever you want for your inner strength. That is my promise. Thank you for listening.